SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
As always, some really interesting topics around transfers, who will go where. The football season's over, but no doubt everyone's going to be busy on their phones and sharing their opinions. And luckily, I've got the crazy gang here with me, and I'm sure they're going to want to share their opinions. Now they're busy doing their TikTok stuff.
Hey!
You know what? Hey. Order.
I'm a TikToker, but I'm not a dancer.
I tell you what, Twigs, apparently Sadio Mane might be leaving your beloved Liverpool. Firstly, are you heartbroken at that prospect? And secondly, who would you replace him with?
I'm heartbroken because I've just found my team. I've just found my guy, and now he's leaving. Now I have to. I need to stand by my man. I need to stand beside him. So if he leaves Nami, I'm out. I don't care who they replace him with.
Guys. You're gonna leave just like that?
That's my hill.
The game is rigged. No, and I love this for you, Twiggy.
No, but I feel like you guys need to normalize leaving your teams. They're disappointing you every other week.
But also now, okay, guys, can I say this? I will auction out all my Arsenal jerseys. If I can find buyers, I'll be ready to move. All of them from 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
You ready to cut ties with Arsenal?
All my jerseys away. You're killing.
I tell you what, do what I'm happy about. What do they say?
Wow.
Know your worth, eh? Do you know your worth,
eh? Exponential.
Let's chat about that. I mean, Sadio Mane. I mean, we've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain gets paid
more money than
Sadio Mane at Liverpool. He's not even in the top.
He's a former Arsenal player. I mean, what do you expect? We sell quality.
You sell nice shirts, but it's neither here nor there. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is 120,000 a week, 6.7 million net. That's slightly just more than Mane himself. Guys, Mane is earning £100,000 a week.
But the proof was in the phone. You remember the correct
phone? Van Dijk is on.
You remember that I got the correct phone?
No, the proof was there.
He's a humble African man. You know what I mean? He's not fooled by materialistic things. But Liverpool need to put value in him because he is a valuable asset to the club. Without Sadio Mane's exploits over the last couple of years, Liverpool do not reach the heights that they've hit. So reimburse him. I find it diabolical that a man, Oxlade-Chamberlain, who found him there, is out-earning him. Fabinho is out-earning him. So if I was Mane, I would chase the money and buy a new
one.
I'll be gone. The interesting thing there is, I ask myself.
But
I mean, it's crazy to think that a player of that quality is getting that much. But I've got to ask a question. I'm an agent. Who are you?
Where are you? Show me yourself.
How is that even possible?
I think sometimes we need to understand, and also we need to know when these deals are made. You know, and you look at then the seasons that happened for Liverpool with him being there. It's not like he signed a contract as Liverpool was on the up and up. You remember him coming from Southampton, not a lot of people knew what he would bring to this Liverpool side. And I think when you're a player, you need to open yourself to those types of conversations that need to happen in between seasons. When you've had a great season, sit everybody down and be like, guys, I think I've outperformed what you guys are paying me. Where's the money? Or this money is going to be out there.
But you guys make the assumption that, I suppose sometimes you look at a footballer's personality. Mane comes across as very
timid.
And Temba was just saying the humble guy. That's the tag that we give him, you know, humility and whatever. So with that context, you'd probably think, maybe it's that guy who's okay with sitting back and going, I know I'm worth more, but, you know, I need to remain humble. I can't ask for what I think I'm worth.
But
I can't
maybe
ask for that huge amount.
Why not maybe go for an arrogant manager then? If you are a humble personality, agent. Get an arrogant agent like Mino Raiola, may so rest in peace. Like those kind of guys, Jorge Mendes, the guys that have
need
the pool.
A pit bull. Someone that can walk in there and be like, we're leaving today.
If you do not give us the numbers that we want, the bonuses we want, the sponsorships we want, otherwise, we out of here.
Do you know what he needs to pull? He needs to pull a Scotty Pippen,
Just
my day will come. But I mean, let's speak about some of the worst signings before we get to the best signings of the European season.
I think Lukaku for me.
Lukaku?
I do.
Who?
No, Lukaku definitely. Because I mean, I thought when you're going over the bridge, You need to go over and be something exceptional. And I think so many people had looked at the season that he had at Inter Milan and they were thinking, this could be the guy that could possibly win the Premier League for Chelsea, that could possibly get them another Champions League. And during the season, we cannot forget that there was a lot of controversial moments with what he said in an interview, him not being played. A lot of things were happening. So I don't think he was the best signing. I think he could have done so much more for Chelsea.
But I think I'm going to differ slightly in the sense that I think the real thing was timing, first of all. And secondly, looking at players and how they fit into, you know, the playing style of a particular team rather than the name.
But
and I think it's a mistake that has been made. Yeah, sure. But I always thought it was a bad move at that time for Lukaku to return to Chelsea. And it's a mistake that United have made on a number of occasions as well. And a number of other teams where you go for a big name, but you don't think of, how is this player going to fit in? Is this the right time? Is he going to fit into the way that we're playing? If you're looking at
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Or even Donny when he arrived at Manchester United. If you're looking at Jadon Sancho, another example. You look at those players, you go, any given day, that's a good player. That's a good star signing. But is he really going to fit into what the team is doing at the current moment? And that's where I think the problem was. It wasn't Lukaku was not bringing enough. And that's why I think he was getting frustrated and making those comments to the media, because he wanted to give more, but it's just that it wasn't allowing. It's not the same Chelsea that he left a couple of years ago. He returned to something completely different that did not fit into what Lukaku was providing.
You know, Andy is making me think, actually, in the top six in England, you don't often have big name transfers nowadays. You look at Jurgen Klopp. Jurgen Klopp will go get a Diaz. Nobody knew him. A couple of years ago, that man was playing in the homeless league. You know what I mean? And then you go to a Man United where they buy shirt sellers. There was no plan.
There was no plan to
get Ronaldo into a system. It was, let's get Ronaldo and we'll figure it out. He'll sell the shirts, you know what I mean? I think Romelu was a similar signing for Thomas Tuchel. Was it a Thomas Tuchel signing or was it a Roman Abramovich signing? You know what I mean? And I think it all plays itself out in the course of a season. Then you see, you know what? Maybe this player was never really part of the future plan.
Right. You know, the crazy thing is, you know, obviously we're speaking of Lukaku, but I want to shift our attention to France. I mean, Twiggy, when you think of Lionel Messi, and you think Messi scores 13 goals all season. I mean, this is a guy who was scoring 91 goals in a season at Barcelona. I mean, did you ever think Messi would put up such low numbers? I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, you do get comfortable if you've got all this hype around you, so...
Yeah. Oh, so you reckon it's just coming like...
Yeah, I'm a big deal. I could if I wanted to, but like...
Could we put him into that category of
I think it's a failed signing for me.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, what else? We were thinking Champions League. We thought this time around, PSG should be able to win their first trophy when it comes to the Champions League. But anything else, I don't think there was a big challenge for him. I think you already got the new... Oh, Messi, what is it? Neymar, Mbappe, you know, everybody. But everybody made a big deal about the signing because it was a big deal. But as far as playing is concerned,
it's hard to win when three people are not defending. Because you know that front three.
Why must I defend? I'm a star. And now I've got the ching ching.
You know?
Now I've got the same power. Go and defend. And get the ball and give it to me.
They're creating a dangerous environment at PSG. Paris Saint-Germain, they're creating too much player power there. They started with Neymar when they gave him all that money to sign on. And they got Lionel Messi. Now they re-signed Mbappe. They actually duped them. Well played, Mbappe, by the way. So clearly they're showing their hand that, you know what, if you have a certain aura, a certain world appeal, you could pull the strings behind. I mean, Lionel Messi, there's no way they can front up the numbers that they did to get him to Paris, and then he underwhelms.
Honestly, think it was more financial decision than anything. I wouldn't even say he underwhelmed per se, because
in the Farmers League.
Barcelona couldn't afford him. Remember, they had the salary cap.
He didn't
so
want
now
to
they
go
needed
there.
To
Barcelona
to get rid of him to afford other players and sign other
still
players.
Still need to perform.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but what I'm saying is they couldn't afford to keep him.
It was
because of now the financial fair play was coming into effect.
Yeah, he had to leave Barcelona. Barcelona had to release him because of the financial implications. And he had to go to PSG. So if you're arriving in a setup where, well, you know, I don't want to be here, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Then how much do you think he's actually going to perform?
Look, we're gonna start a super tube campaign called hashtag free Messi. We've got a chair here, you can come sit here. We love you. You know, we can help you perform here. But nonetheless, some of the best signings?
I don't know. I don't want to put, because I think the biggest signing in Premier League was Grealish. I'm saying the money, in terms of monetary value. He was the most expensive. I think he broke the record with what?
100 million.
So did I think he earned that check? I don't think so. Why? Because he's surrounded by superstars. So it's quite hard for him to be the star of the show. It's like when you come in, like, I'm going to save the day. They're like, now we already had plan B, bro.
We already had plan B.
I saw my boy at Konka there with Twiggy.
Let me tell you, so apparently, after winning the Premier League,
oh, yes.
He never rested. So he took a trip to Ibiza. He was everywhere celebrating.
You know, I think it was a great signing, Tammy Abrahams.
Yep.
For Jose Mourinho, I think he did. Chelsea missed the trick. The irony that we speak about, a striker misfiring and a striker on target. They let him go. They had him in the team.
Yeah.
And then they let him go to Italy. So I think Tammy Abrahams, I think Diaz.
Yes, came in and fit and stayed like a glove. Like he didn't need time to adapt. He didn't need time to acclimatize to everything. I think everything just worked well. And I think that's what happens when you have a great scouting department, where they look at all the different aspects. They make sure that mentally the player is right. Mentally the player is happy and he's quite comfortable with the situation that he's coming to. Family life. Will he have a balanced family life? Weather conditions, all of those things. And when it comes to the pitch, he just delivered.
And I mean, one of the great things that Liverpool do, they're almost very good at signing the players that have that room to improve.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the players that are, they're good players, but maybe not known as world beaters.
Yeah. They haven't reached the ceiling as well.
Talent. I mean, you look at Konate and Van Dijk, that was unbelievable partnership in the years to come. You know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, there's been plenty that has been happening.
Are we not going to speak about Manchester United?
No, we need to move to Zanzibar. No, Manchester United.
But listen, you guys need a whole new midfield. You guys are letting go of Paul Pogba, Juan Mata, Lingard.
Cut it, Mike.
Yeah, so.
Hey, cut it, Mike, man.
I think you guys need a whole midfield. New sporting director.
Hey, it's fine. You've gone there, so you might as well. Eric Ten Hag joining Manchester United. Could he make a difference? You know, but they've been tearing a lot of things up.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they need to get, Darren Fletcher must go.
I do not want to see Darren Fletcher sitting in the dugout next to the coach in the lecture. What are you saying?
Just keep
quiet and go sit in the stands. No. You've never been a coach. He used to coach in the juniors, the academy. That is what his CV is. What are you doing at high level football? That you've never done
it. How about he played, Moose?
But there's a difference between playing and coaching high level football.
He's going to be saying, hey, you know what I mean? Why are you passing forward? Pass on.
And then me being the player that I am, I'd be like, why?
You see, South Africa, you think they're superstars, huh? One of us win. Do you think he's going to do it?
I think, you mentioned a great point, Earl, when you said Diaz and them in the scouting system. I think that's what Ten Hag brings to Man United. He's from the school of Ajax. And what they do well there is identify jewels, they polish them, and then they become diamonds. Mm. So that's what I think he'll bring to the side. He will take unknowns like perhaps Jurrien Timber, who's not so unknown, but to the world stage, he's not that known. And then he'll maybe find a Darwin Nunes, improve him, which also is going to be key, is what is already there at Man United. Can he get Bruno Fernandes doing what Bruno Fernandes was doing when he first came? Can he turn the fridge around in Harry Maguire and make him a proper player?
He says he
can.
Throw it away. Harry Maguire needs to go. And no one must try to work and improve or do anything. He just needs to go.
I think there's a lot of, you know, some people need to go feed the kids and just maybe stop playing football.
Because
you know what, this vibes thing, I'm not sure. But Yazin, let's go to Mzanzi. Kaizer Chiefs, they've already signed players. Hey, Twiggy's got a smile.
My
team is making moves. Are you excited? Do you think Chiefs
new
can
coach as well?
Get things done?
Not new, but after now, been given the years.
It's a tough time being a Kaizer Chiefs fan, hey? People don't want to speak about it. But I do think the key is going to be signings for both the Soweto teams. I think it's quite evident that they were not playing at the level that they wanted to in this past season. So it's going to be very key for them to get the right signings in. For Kaizer Chiefs, they've made it quite clear that they want to reduce the average age of the squad. They want to go for new players. They have promoted some of their DDC players, but I think they're also trying to get in a bit more fresh blood. There are areas of reinforcement. I think defensively, they would need to get a couple of signings.
But I think
quite serious.
Zita Kuniga coming in that, because they've struggled with the centre-back pairing.
Yeah.
And half of the time, they're not really sure. Njabulo's in and out. You're not
Why
really
is
sure
it taking them so long to identify?
Dube's in and out. You're not really sure what he's giving the team. There's Emmatoa there. There's just so much that is happening. But I think Zita Kuniga, with the experience from Stellenbosch, he returns home. Kaizer Chiefs is where he started, a development player that went on to play for the likes of Bidvizvit, now coming back from Stellenbosch. I think he might be able to help them. Offensively, Dupree, I think, is the best option. He's got the speed, he's got the accuracy, and he doesn't fear sides. And I think when you wear that Kaizer Chiefs jersey, you need that arrogance, and I think that's what he'll bring.
And that's
let me ask, with Dupree, where do you think he's going to fit in to, the playing style of Kaizer Chiefs? Because that's my concern. It's a guy that's been on form for Stellenbosch. But if you're looking at the way in which Kaizer Chiefs plays, where do you see him slotting in?
I think I'll only be able to comment on that once they're done with all their signings. I don't think they're done. I think they still need to find who will complement them. I still feel like they still need to look at that midfield. But also, when you've got the likes of Keegan and you've got the likes of Kama, I think they can provide him with the support. But I think I'll wait up until they release the players that they need to release. Mm. And we're now looking at a solid squad that they will then start competing with.
I tell you what, if you want to compete for the title, you need the goals of a player like Pisa Shaluli. I mean, straight away, when you have someone who can score 20-plus goals, you always have 70% of a chance to win the league, maybe even more. It's crazy. Is there a player out there that is available to Pirates, Chiefs, and any other team that's
Victory Labs?
But can he bag 22 goals with our penalties in the league?
It was zero
penalties.
So it's very difficult to find a 20-plus goal striker in South African football. And I think it's a testament to why we've spoken so much about Pisa Shaluli, that it's something you need to make a noise about. It's difficult to score 30 goals in all competition in any league whatsoever. And for him to be hitting double numbers over the last 3-4 seasons, it's a testament to the man's sharpness, how he takes care of himself, and then also match day, what he puts out. Victor Letswalo, I don't know if he's but put him in a team,
with a lot of quality.
While you're speaking Sundowns, right? So there's a lot of rumors swirling about their audacious attempt for Bongani Zungu. How possible do you think that is, and do you think he really is needed at Sundowns?
I don't think he's the player that left Sundowns, so something that they need to be cognizant of. Yes, he does have the experience of playing in Europe, but I do think with the Sundowns team, they're not willing to compromise, and you fit into a system. They're not going to design anything special for any player, irrespective of who you are. And he didn't have great seasons, even in Europe, when he went to France, when he went to Rangers, in Scotland. I don't think he is the player that left, and we're expecting big things and great things from him. So I don't see them signing Bongani back and expecting him to have an immediate impact. We looked at what happened with Andy Lejane.
It took him some time
from Belgium. People expecting, from Belgium, you come in there, we are good to go.
Even Keegan struggled a bit.
So injuries. I don't know.
Do you think if they sign Zungu, he's the edge that they need for Africa?
I don't think it could be just... I don't think it could come down to one player. Mm. I don't think the Champions League could be won by just one player, or help them navigate through it for them to get to the final ultimately win it.
You said Thibaut Courtois won it for Real Madrid.
No. He won the final for them, but a lot of players put in the shift to get them to the final. Sometimes the final is just about one player, but the road to the final needs a whole collective. It needs good subs. It needs people that will come off the bench and have a great impact. It needs starters that will start the game and finish the game on a high. So I don't see it happening.
I tell you what, I've got a sneaky feeling. Hey, Zungu may end up at Naturena. Who knows?
Yes. But I think he has a better chance there.
There's a chance there. There's a chance for them.
We won't go there. I tell you what a season it's been. What a time on Super Tube.
Yes.
Been fun being with the crazy gang. Wednesday, my dude. Wednesday. No, it's a sign that we need to go.
To calm him down.
It's a sign.
Tell me, do we have the full moon out?
He's been watching too much of Harry Potter. Thank you, Tina Boy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Andy Mahamba. Thank you to you, Madison.
Welcome.
Thank you to Makala Jalo.
Mama, actually,
Super Picks has been powering SuperTube throughout the season. We'll be back for the 2022-23 campaign. Thank you very much, everyone. Begum Nandi to be with all of you. And cheers to all the football fans. And cheers to the Super Chew fans.
Siabuya!
Cheers!
So you like it when things get personal. With the ultimate sports app from SuperSport and its personalized features, you can enjoy a highly personalized sporting experience. Download the SuperSport app.